For Parshas Shlach, we'll spend a few minutes discussing the mitzvah of chibas ha'aretz, of loving and cherishing the precious Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says in Masechet Ksuv, Sotaf Kuf Yud Beis Amar Aleph, Rabbi Abba Menashek Kefe Da'ako. Rabbi Abba would kiss the stones, some say it was the coral, of the city that was found in the city of Akko. Rabbi Chanina Mesakei Maskele. Rabbi Chanina would attend to the various obstacles. If the roads were uneven in Eretz Yisrael, he would try to fix them. Here, the obstacles that were dangerous on the road, because of his love of Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to make sure that the area was even, because Eretz Yisrael would receive a bad reputation in the fact that their roads were uneven, people would talk disparagingly about the land. According to Tosus, Rabbi Chanina have a maskel. Maskele means something else. He would actually literally maskel. He would shokel avanim. He would actually weigh the stones. As he was traveling from Bavar to Eretz Yisrael, he would lift up the stones. He says, and he said, if they were very light, lo nechnasti l'Eretz Yisrael. Kevan, if he would find that they were too light, he knew he didn't enter Eretz Yisrael yet. Kevan sheshaklon umatzon kvedos. When he found that they were actually heavy, Omar, he said, kvar nechnasti l'Eretz Yisrael. And in fact, the Tanchum and our Parsha Shlach, said that Rabbi Chanina HaGadol would come from Bavel. He wanted to know whether or not he had already entered Eretz Yisrael, and he would do so. V'hayashokel avanim kolzman shayukalos. Amar adain lo nechnasti l'Eretz Yisrael, kevan shemasan kevedos, amar ein elu elo avnei Eretz Yisrael, v'hayah menashkon, and would kiss them. The Karalei, and he would read the pasuk that the Gemara here quotes, ki ratzu avodecha es avoneha ves afaro yichonenu, for your servants have cherished her stones and favored her dust, a pasuk in Tehillim, chapter 102. In fact, some have a custom, Hagos Maimonos in Hilchos Malachim in Perek Hay, says the custom some people to place some soil from Eretz Israel upon those who were deceased and buried in the diaspora. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, the Gemara continues. Kaimi mishimsha latulu mitulu shimsha. When they were learning in the middle of studying Torah, they would move from the sunlight to the shade and from the shade to the sunlight. Depending what it was. It was too hot in the summer, they'd move into the shade. It was too cold in the winter, they'd move into the sun. And they did this in order to remove any complaint that they may have about living in Eretz Yisrael. And some claim it wasn't they would never complain, but they were teaching the Talmidim. And they didn't want their Talmidim to complain. No one should speak Diba Ra'ah on Eretz Yisrael, not any part of Eretz Yisrael, not at any time in Eretz Yisrael. And based on this, the Gemara continues another similar story. Rabbi Chia bar Gamda migandar ba'afro. Rabbi Chia bar Gamda rolled in the dust of Eretz Yisrael. Following the same pasuk, shenemar ki ratzu avodecha savoneha ves afara yichonenu. So we see that this concept of chibas ha'aretz, we're supposed to have it to find Eretz Yisrael, to cherish it, that it be very dear to us. The Maharal explains the reason why it's so important, the rationale behind Chibas Ha'aretz, even if you're only coming to visit. Because, he says, everybody has a chibur and a kesher, a connection to Eretz Yisrael. That's in fact why it says on the Pasuk in Brachos, on Chesem and Aleph, Laman Yibru Yimeichem Vimeim Yimeichem Al Ha'adama. It's only in Eretz Yisrael that we're Ma'arich Yomim. And that's why when we leave Eretz Yisrael, we're considered as if, the way he describes it, an Ilan HaNeh Kar Misharshal, like a tree that has been uprooted from its root. Even if it's planted in another place, right, we say it's not going to last. And that's why they would kiss the slime, because when the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Chav Dalet, V'sim Basela Kinecha. So that's one explanation. In fact, Rav Kook has a beautiful thought regarding kissing the stones of Eretz Yisrael, where he says, when we speak about Rabbi Abba kissing the stones in Eretz Yisrael, so he said as follows. This based on Rav Chanan Morrison writes this in English. Based on the Gemara, Rabbi Abba demonstrated his great love by kissing the rocks. What was so special about the rocks? So Rav Kook explained the distinction between what we read about Rabbi Abba and the others who are later who rolled in the dust. Had Rabbi Abba bent down and kissed the soil, we would understand that his love for Eretz Yisrael was based on the special mitzvos that are fulfilled with its fruit, the Meiser and the Truma and Shemitah and so on. The soil which produces fruit obviously signifies the importance and holiness of the land through the mitzvos hatuliyos ba'aretz. But Rabbi Abba's love for the land was not dependent on an external factors. Not even for the land's mitzvos. Of course, those were important. But the chibas ha'aretz, he cherished the intrinsic holiness of the land. He recognized the special qualities of the land of Israel. For the example is that the fact that it's more receptive to prophecy. And there's chachma in Eretz Israel. And therefore, that goes well above and beyond the mitzvos that connect to agriculture. And therefore, he made a point of kissing the barren rocks and stones of Eretz Israel. Some claim, that Maharal actually says, that the maisim of these chachamim that we find in the Chaviva Saaretz, in their cherishing the land of Israel, was actually to show that the Milo Eretz Israel has this elevated status in three areas. Number one, the land itself. Number two, the avir, the air, the atmosphere. And number three, the soil. So therefore, corresponding to the land itself, Rabbi Abba would kiss the stones of Akko, or the coral of Akko. The fact why? Because we know the Mal of Eretz Yisrael earlier in Ksuvas Kuf Yud Aleph and Aleph, the person who walks Dalan Amos and Eretz Yisrael, he's a Ben Olam Abba. So a person is going to be walking on the stones, traveling and going hiking in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why he would kiss the stones, because there's a Mila in the land itself, referring to the stones. Keneged Avir, based on the air, the atmosphere, that's what it means that Rabbi Amir ben Reasi, they would go from sun to shade and shade to sun to show the mala of the air of Eretz Yisrael. Avir d'Eretz Yisrael machkim, the Gemara says, in Bava Basra and Kufnun Chesem Beis. And then there's the mala of the Ufer. The Ufer is not the stones. It's not the Eretz itself. That was the rolling, that was rolling in the Ufer. Because we say that those who pass away in Eretz Yisrael are not going to have to roll in the ground. Through the mechilos, through the tunnels. That's from Chutzlar. It's an Eretz Yisrael. There's a mala of the Ufer in the sense that those who rise at Tchias HaMesim will not have to go through that process. And the neshama going through, or the body going through that difficult time of rolling towards Eretz Yisrael. And the story is told that during a fundraising mission to America in 1924, Rav Kook tried to convince a wealthy Jew to immigrate to Israel. And of course, as many of us do, he gave various reasons why he couldn't leave America, but he concluded by saying, God willing, I too will soon make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Kook responded, God is certainly willing. After all, settling Eretz Yisrael is one of his commandments, but you also have to be willing. And once a Jewish tourist actually visited Rav Kook in Yerushalayim, also with advice as to the possibility of living in Eretz Yisrael. And during their discussion, this visitor calculated the pros and cons, and in the end decided it wasn't worthwhile. Rav Kook told the person, before B'nai Yisrael entered the land of Israel, they had to kill Sichon. Sichon was the king of Cheshbon, the Torah says. And he says that teaches us that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, it has to be B'li Cheshbon, without making any calculations. And that was his message. In fact, the Pasuk says, Rav Kook is known of quoting the Pasuk in Yeshayo, Samach in the 60th Perek, Mi'ele ka'av tu'ufena v'chayonim el arubo sehem. Who are those, a reference to Alasi Lavo, when we turn to the land of Israel, who are those who fly like the cloud, ka'av tu'ufena v'chayonim, and like birds, like doves, el arubo sehem, towards their cages, towards their dovecotes, towards their home. So Rav Kook says that there are two similes in this pasuk. One is a flying like a cloud, and one is flying like birds. What's the difference? So he said, flying like the cloud, that's a storm wind. The cloud has no brain of its own. It's pushed because of a storm wind that pushes it there. Yisrael Meir Lau once quoted this on March of the Living, quoting Rav Kook, and he says, I came to Eretz Yisrael because of a cloud, because of a storm wind of the Shoah that brought me there. But the chayonim el arubo sehem, the doves, why do they fly home? They fly home not because they're being pushed by anything, but because they know that's where they belong, and they fly home because they're homesick. So that should be the bracha, that we should be able not to have to go because of, God forbid, a storm when that brings us to Eretz Yisrael, because we have no place to go, and we're not wanted or needed anywhere in the world, but rather, the chayonim el arubo sehem, we should return to Eretz Yisrael with the great chibas ha'aretz.